from the NCHC.TV studios. This is College Hockey West Live. College Hockey West Live is brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue. For lunch or before the game, the best in barbecue, Las Vegas style, at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. By the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV to watch the best in college hockey since 2013. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, whether it's Las Vegas or any of our other worldwide properties, an iconic vacation awaits you at any destinations. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly, with two locations in Tempe and one in Pine Top. Order online at thespaghettishack.com. Liberty University, play for something more. Faith, education, and hockey at liberty.edu. By FedEx, the official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. And by the Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey West Live from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
All right. Welcome in, hockey fans, anywhere that you may be joining us this late Monday evening on the Podbean app. Scott Strandy with you tonight from the AHL studios in Temecula, California. My co-host, as always, Paul Hornstein, joining me from that big, beautiful palatial estate and the College Hockey Command Center out on Long Island, New York. Paul, I'm going to be straight up with you. I feel like crap. I have a sinus infection and dealing with some serious diabetic issues. So if I fall apart on you during the show, carry on.
Okay. It sucks. I feel you on the sinus infections. I get them all the time. I can't say as if I relate to the diabetic stuff. I know you have pills, but I guess sometimes they don't work as well as they should.
Yeah, you never know. It's one of those things where, you know, I've had it 12 years, so it's been a while now. But anyway, just having a really rough night. But anyway, we're here to talk college hockey, so we don't want to talk about me. We want to talk about what's going
on in the
world of college hockey.
Right, but just so you understand, just so we are recording this on a late Sunday night.
Yeah, just before midnight, your time.
Okay. But you know, most people will be like, this is Monday or Tuesday as I'm listening to it. So,
yeah, just exactly. But we always go live, or we try to go live Sunday night. So it's a little late Sunday night. But
I don't have to go to work in the morning.
We do have listeners that like to listen live.
I get it.
This time of night, but normally they do. So that's one of the reasons why we chose to do the Podbean app as an opportunity. So, anyway,
plus so are we going to talk about the Long Island kid leading the under-18 world championships? Is that what we're going to talk about?
A what?
The Long Island kid leading the U.S. under-18 team in scoring?
I thought we were talking about college hockey.
Well, he's going to go to college.
You think? Or he's going to go straight to the pros?
No. James Hagan is expected to be the 2025, or at least the early favorite to be the 2025 number one pick.
I'd take him. Where's he going? Chicago?
I'm sure he'll always end there. Don't they all end up in Chicago?
At some point in time.
You know, it seems that way.
Can they have a three-headed monster like Bedard and Macklin Celebrini and James Hagans? Can they have a three-headed monster in Chicago? Can they lose
I am sure. I am 100% sure that would just be a coincidence.
Oh, really?
Just a coincidence? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No?
Kind of like the coincidence that I've been telling you about with the Arizona Coyotes, you mean? Kind of like that coincidence that everything came together just like that?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
I think Hagans is committed to one of the Boston schools. I'm not sure which one. I don't know if it's BU or BC, but So that's where he's gonna supposedly end up, at least for 1 year anyway. But he is,
unless he's number one pick, then who knows, baby.
Well, yeah, but BC. Yeah, along with his brother, I believe.
What? Brothers? Ooh. Going to BU or BC?
I know, shocking.
Shock.
Who's already in Chicago, by the way, just to let you know. Michael Hagan's brother is already in Chicago.
Playing with the Chicago Steel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think figures. That's mandatory.
Doesn't everybody play there?
I know.
If they could have a 100-man roster, that's where they would play.
Probably.
Anyway.
But the U.S. has got one more game left in the preliminary rounds.
Can you even call this a tournament? It's so lopsided.
The Finns are also 3-0.
Yeah, but have they beaten the teams that
beaten the same teams?
They have been with the same type of numbers and firepower.
Kind of. Okay. They've outscored their opponents 14-1, where the U.S. has outscored theirs 24-3.
Oh, 24-3.
Well, that's better than the Canadians are 20-4.
Jeez, goodness gracious!
No.
Okay.
I'm just reporting what's out there, and I know the U.S. plays Finland. I believe that's their next game, right? I'm pretty sure. I just screwed that up, but I'm pretty sure that's their next game. And that will be determined first place in the pool, but, you know. I just have to remember that the game is actually on the NHL Network, so I watch it, even though I won't be able to watch any of the medal rounds and stuff because I'll be back at work, but. You know.
Back at work? What, have you been off for a week and a half or something?
Yeah, you know how that goes.
No, I don't know how that goes.
Oh.
I don't know how that goes at all.
Oh, anyway. Sorry. Anyway, so that's you know, we got that as far as that's concerned. But, you know, I had to make sure I mentioned it, you know, mostly because, well... Lord,
well, we
Lord.
Always talk about guys from Long Island. I mean, it's like exactly. Every show we talk about players.
No. That's why I had to mention it, because we don't.
Anyway.
So. Okay. Some interesting tidbits this week. I don't know where you want to start. We now have all the coaching vacancies filled. Princeton hired their coach this week.
I'm eating, so go ahead and speak.
Oh, well, that's fine. Whatever. They have hired longtime assistant coach around the country, Ben Sire. That profile just disappeared. I don't know where the heck that went. That was fast. Holy smokes, where'd he go?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to, you know, navigate on my desktop in front of me. He was an assistant coach at Cornell and at Quinnipiac, so he's familiar with the landscape. So he will be the new... I'm kind of surprised, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you one guy who wasn't surprised and was right on the bandwagon about first one in, Chris Mayock.
Well, okay. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure that they worked together at some point, right? I'm pretty sure that I think you mentioned that to me. I could be wrong, but I think they have worked together in the past. And
definitely
so,
very good friends, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So, you know, getting a pat on the back from Chris Mayock, considering what he's done at CC and how quickly he's gotten it done. You know, is definitely a good thing in your corner.
Yep, for sure. So he's hired on at Princeton.
Right, and like I said, I'm just, Yes, the Hobie Baker rink.
Show, by the way. Yep, we're working at getting him on the show.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So hopefully that happens sooner rather than later.
You know,
how about our guy Bill McCall?
Well, you know, like I said, I was kind of surprised that the Princeton job was filled last, but we did get a chance a little bit to hear from McCult in his introduction. We're supposed to have him on next week, right? Supposedly?
Next Sunday night, a week from tonight.
All right. So, I'm looking forward to that. It was a very interesting process, I'm sure. So I also look forward to hearing from maybe the athletic director. I don't know if we're supposed to do that.
Jason Coomer, Tuesday night.
Yeah, so that'll be a good chance for us to kind of get the lowdown. Maybe they'll even be nice and have us or let us know what their schedule is for everybody else.
I talked to Jacob Hoard, the assistant communications and SID at Lindenwood. Right. He said their schedule is very close. So they're hoping that they can, if not reveal the whole thing next week, they can reveal parts of it anyway, which is cool. Let's dig into this right now before we continue this coaching thing, because this has been on my brain for the better part of 3 or 4 weeks.
I'm sure it's I'm worried, Paul.
I'm worried because I'm worried about Alaska, both of them.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about Lindenwood. Not as much now. I feel a little bit more confident, but
right.
I think this independent stuff is taking a big hit with ASU leaving. And I'm not going to put the burden on ASU because that's not fair, but they were the big dog. They were the one that the other guys leaned on for hope, I think. I think they hoped they would have a conference within, maybe led by ASU. Right. And I think deep down, I think Coach Powers and maybe ASU would tell you that they kind of hope for that too, that they could be the big dog in a conference. But you have to do what you have to do. And now I think the Alaskas, I mean, we talked about this before. The Alaskas have lost 4 games each with ASU, usually 2 home and 2 away.
Yeah, usually.
So that you know, that's what, 4 games you got to fill somewhere.
Yeah,
how do you do it?
I don't know. And there was nothing I heard as you made the rounds at the Frozen Four that makes you say, all right, they're going to take care of things. Things are going to get taken because college hockey's in a quote unquote great place. Is it? We think it is. Listen, if you're one of 60 teams right now, you are in a pretty good place. You are in a very good place. You know, we have, you know, we know that just from geography that LIU and Stonehill should be okay, and that's part of the problem too.
Well, that was one of the question I asked, and that was a response I got. Not only is it about finances and buildings and colleges accepting their programs wholeheartedly, but it's about geography. And that was put out to me pretty bluntly, straight up. It's like, hey, you know, the geography doesn't help you. And that was, I'm sure, directed at the 2 Alaska schools, which are the only ones that have a geography quote unquote problem.
Right. Well, and we know that because that's always been the case.
Right. But I mean, again, what are you going to do with college hockey? Are you content then? Are you going to just let them fall?
Here's the problem.
Fill cell?
Here's the problem. Right.
Or are you going to continue on and try to grow this game?
Here's the problem. Okay. And I think we saw it very well defined during the Frozen Four. And that is the old guard, so to speak, the parochial guard, is perfectly happy with where it is, because they're just in their own little world. And then you have the new guard that understands that they need to do things in order to grow the game, and they're not being done. Okay. And one of those is out without question, because we have a whole, we have an entire conference that was created because of geography and not wanting to play in Fairbanks or Anchorage.
Well, here's the interesting part, Baum. It doesn't seem to scare off David Carl, the national champion Denver Pioneers. I know he's from there. I get it.
Well, that's part of it.
But it's more than that. It's more than that. David Carl wants to see the game grow. He thinks it has to grow. He doesn't, you know, his comments earlier about to another podcast about needing to be on mainstream over the air TV, i.e.
at least for the
ABC.
Championship game.
Yeah, they need to start working towards that. And you know, why would you want to stymie your growth if there was ways around it? You know what I mean? I mean, that's and there's ways. I mean, you can make this work. There's things called airplanes that fly to Alaska. You know. I don't use them, obviously, but, but other people do.
But here's the thing, okay? That your policies and your actions, and I know some of them are out of your control at the moment, but you're not preparing for those, at least not that anybody knows, is you have places in your quote-unquote geographic footprint where it doesn't seem like you're preparing for those teams or those schools to have programs. Okay? And what are you going to do, college hockey? And maybe we've already seen it with ASU. Now, with ASU, the NCAC was a fit. Now, the ASU had to get their building and the whole routine. But there was a place for them to go. Okay.
Well, and
if other schools, see, and I get the feeling that these same people don't want bigger schools to add the sport.
Yeah, I mean, you may be totally right there. I don't have any proof or verification of that, so on my part, it would be pure speculation. But
well, it's all speculation. But I forget their. I'm going by their actions, not their words.
Yeah, not only. It's not all speculation, because they told me straight up front there was a problem with geography, and there's a problem with geography that clearly means teams in Hawaii and Alaska are the problem. We don't think there's any teams in Hawaii,
no,
but the ones in Alaska are definitely a problem for NCAA hockey because they don't have the fit. But getting back to ASU, it was not only were they a geographic fit for a conference like NCHC, but they were a financial fit because of the size of their building, the size of their university, the opportunity that gave the NCHC a footprint on the West Coast, a dominant footprint, if you will, that nobody else has right now. No other conference can say that they have a team in Arizona or even west of Colorado. So they're a completely different animal. They're a complete anomaly right. to everybody else. And like you mentioned with Stonehill and Long Island, they're in a footprint too where they can hopefully latch on to a conference. And I'm sure they have to be thinking about it. We'll have Brett Riley on sometime this summer and talk about this because I'm sure he's given that thought. I know he's told us before that they'll play anybody anywhere and they'll play independent as long as they have to play. They're ready for it. They're prepared for it. But let's be honest here. You have to have an opportunity to play for a championship. I sound like a broken record, but I don't know any kid that wants to go to college and be told right off the get-go that unless we have a perfect season, we're not even going to get in the tournament, much less have an opportunity to win the tournament. So, you know, look at what happened with the committee and what they did to Denver this year, the number three seed in the country, and they gave them every opportunity to lose and not one opportunity to win. And that was the way it was. Nobody gave Denver a chance from the time that they got into the tournament because they said, oh, it's going to be too difficult to win in Springfield. It's going to be too hard to win on the road like that. When they got to the Frozen Four, it was like, okay, you're in the Frozen Four, but the big dogs are BC and BU. So good luck. Good luck. Enjoy it. But, you know, the big dogs, guess what, Paul? They swept Massachusetts for the most part. They beat UMass. They beat BC. They beat BU. All on the way to a national championship. By the way, that would now be called Denver in most books.
Listen, since you don't feel well, maybe save the horrible punny things.
I'm just repeating what's out there. They set it up. I didn't. I wish I'd thought of it, but they want to be called Denver now.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Okay, reach out to the Pioneers tomorrow morning since you're not doing anything anyway. And ask them, do you want to be called Denver? Hashtag TENVER. They do.
No.
They do.
No. Because when we have people on and you give these ridiculousness
things. Caden the Sponge and Barrico. Hobie Thompson. Bobby the Blur Brink. Tell me when
no,
I should stop.
Just no. No, you should have never started. Forget about stopping.
Peter Swaggy P. Menino.
All right, we like that.
You like that. Anyway, getting back to my original point here, I am nervous about the Alaskas. And they've tried so hard to reestablish themselves and raise funds and looking at wanting to build a new building in Fairbanks and, you know, all of these things that they want to have happen and just to get snubbed again. And that's how it feels, Paul. I mean, you have not seen an Alaska schedule yet. No. I have not seen either one of the Alaskas other than maybe once that I can think of on anybody's schedule, and that'd be the University of Denver.
Are they playing? Denver does have Anchorage on the schedule. They're opening up the season at Anchorage.
Yeah. Okay. So who are they playing? Who is Anchorage and Fairbanks playing?
Denver, that we know of. And Denver's playing Lindenwood, and we know that. But you know, I can't sit here and tell you about anybody else. St. Cloud isn't playing any of those teams.
Arizona State's
not playing,
those
teams.
Teams.
And I will
Colorado
give
College isn't playing any of those teams.
No, I will give ASU a 1-year pass on the schedule since they had
to
make. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, but they did have to kind of rearrange things after, you know, being admitted into the NCHC. So, you know, with that being said, like I said, I will cut that slack this year.
But
well, we'll see what happens in 25-26.
Will you give them slack if they don't play one of the Alaska schools then?
I will voice my displeasure for whatever that's worth if some of those independent schools are not back on the schedule.
All right. Cool. That's cool. I can go with that. And like I said, I'm curious about Lindenwood because they obviously have a schedule and they've obviously said we have this schedule out there, but they're saying, you know, we don't know who it is yet. And I would like to see. I know one team, they told me, backed out of a commitment. I don't know if that was to play in Lindenwood or just to play them anywhere. But so that's a little bit on the scary side, but I feel better. And maybe Anchorage and Fairbanks have it all laid out, and they just haven't told anybody. Let's hope. My fingers are crossed. But I'm worried. I'm worried, and I think it's a legitimate worry. And I think the meetings next week in Naples, or is it this week? This weekend.
I think
it starts this week, correct?
Yeah, but it, you know, goes through next weekend.
Yeah. And so I hope that those have some sort of direction to topically talk about these things, but I don't think they do, to be honest with you. I've heard an awful lot about rule changes. I've heard an awful lot about this and that, but I've heard very little about helping out the growth of the game.
Well, like, now I don't know if this is accurate or not, or he's just playing around. There's been very little reaction to it, but Mike McMahon, who writes, and I'll let you say the website. He works over there with your buddy Adam. Is saying that CHA, College Hockey America, the Women's Conference, and Atlantic Hockey are officially going to merge their front offices, their league offices. I mean, they've kind of done that unofficially already. So I wonder, is that something that's going on behind the scenes? Because Lindenwood is part of that CHA for their women's program. All right, and I don't think there are too many places that would have a hard time getting to St. Louis in Atlantic Hockey. But I don't know. I only know this.
Well, they're in the mainland, so that should help.
Nothing hurt.
They're in the center of the country. That shouldn't hurt.
You wouldn't think. But again, I don't know.
Well,
you sit there and you are right to worry about the Alaska schools. I worry about them too. We have friends up there. But I worry about the other independents too. And I want to see more teams. I want to see college hockey get up to 70 or 72 teams. And I don't think that's that much of a stretch if people work together.
Well, I'll agree with you on that, but I'll also tell you that I felt a lot differently about this right after COVID than I do right now. I don't feel like there's anywhere near the momentum that was coming out of COVID to propel things. When we saw Long Island come on board, and by the way, I was wearing my Long Island shirt today. I had 4 comments from people about it. Where's that? Where's that university? I like that logo. I like those colors.
Well, yeah.
Brett, if you're listening, they love Long Island University hockey. They love the Sharks.
Well, it's not at the Snow Sharks, but
The guy told me tonight at Trader Joe's, he looked at my shirt and he goes, "Where is that?" And I said, "Long Island, New York." And he goes, "Oh, I didn't know they had sharks. Oh, I guess they do have sharks out there."
They kind of do wash up on shore once in a while, to be honest.
Wash up on shore?
Yes, and they get too close to the ground and get stuck. You know, they get too close. There's not enough water for them to get back in. I mean, listen, it's not Jaws. It's not great white Jaws, giant sized. But it happens.
Okay. Just wondering, where are Jaws at? Are they Florida or are they near me? Because I don't really want to test the waters for that. By the way, it was beautiful here, and I spent most of the day in Carlsbad before coming up to Temecula, and the weather was perfect. And the people, Paul, that were on the shore and the beaches and parked along the road, it was unbelievable. You thought this was the first day it had ever been 75 and sunny. It was crazy. I don't know what was going on. Everybody decided they had to get out and go to the beach today.
That's shocking. You're in California? That happens?
That's what I'm saying. It's shocking that this happened. This is one of the first days since I've been here that I've seen it like this. I mean, we could hardly find a place to park anywhere along there. And that was probably an 8-9 mile stretch from Oceanside all the way down to Encinitas.
All right.
Do you want a geography lesson? You want to get a map out and see where that is? Or?
No, I kind of have an idea of what you're talking about because
okay.
Earlier today you talked about Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, you know where that's at, right?
Yeah, I know. My aunt and uncle used to live there.
Okay. Just north of Ontario.
I've actually been there. I loved it. I thought it was really nice.
Nice. Well, then you'd love, if you loved it in Rancho Cucamonga, you would love Temecula and you would love Carlsbad.
I'm sure I would.
It's like Rancho Cucamonga on steroids.
Is that in terms of the heat or in terms of the size or
everything? What? It's less hot, but it's great. It's great temperature. And I'm talking Temecula and Carlsbad, very similar. One's got mountains, one's got ocean. Otherwise, the temperatures are very, very close.
I like both
of
those.
At least this time of year. Yeah, at least those time of year.
I like both of those. I like to look at the mountains. I don't want to be in them.
Yeah, well, me either. But that's what surrounds Temecula, where I'm sitting right now. I got mountains all around me, and they're not the kind of mountains that are covered in white caps like I have in Castle Rock. But yeah,
we're not down with that.
No.
No.
But anyway, I digress from that. So schedules came up. I'm going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the schedules that came out, and we're going to dig in a little bit more to the Bill Muckle press conference, which was last Thursday. And
are we going
to
talk
prepare to have him on next Sunday?
We also have some CC stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely have that. They got some captains, I understand.
Yeah, and some more players imported, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get into that. Let's take a quick break. Let's come right back.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations. At 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Banks
it towards the goalie,
score! Kale McCarr, he scores! Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness gracious me!
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
The St. Louis Sports Commission invites you to become part of the legacy of the heartland of hockey as they and the city of St. Louis host 2025 NCAA Frozen Four and ACHA National Championships. From the Stanley Cup to college champions to an exploding youth hockey community, St. Louis hockey has a long storied tradition. Find out how you can be a part of it by visiting us at www.stlsports.org. The St. Louis Sports Commission, making St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, or play through sports.
From the NCHC.TV studios, you're listening to ITHSW Podcasts, College Hockey West Live.
Indeed it is, College Hockey West Live. Scott Strandy with you tonight in Temecula, California. My co-host is always Paul Hornstein out on Long Island, New York, in the big, beautiful palatial estate that holds the command center.
You have the command center. I've seen it. No. You've shown me the pictures. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
No command center for me. But anyway, okay, so schedules came out. Before we get to that, Colorado College made an announcement this week. A couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
First one was their captains. Who's going to lead the Colorado College Tigers, Paul?
No. Are you the PA announcer? No.
They love it. They love Tigers.
No. But to the information, Stanley Cooley has been named next year's captain. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. Noah Laba and Ethan Strachey are the assistant captains. Again, I don't think anybody's too surprised by any of this. Right? I mean, you have Cooley, who's been there forever. Right? He's going to be a four-year player at CC. You know, being coming there in Chris Mayotte's first year.
And sticking it out.
You know?
Sticking it out all the way through. Being rewarded for it.
You know?
Okay, so here's the surprising thing, Paul. Were you surprised that the captains were announced now in April?
Maybe a little, unless it really was a no-brainer. I don't know, you know, what process each individual school goes through, you know, in the... You know, and it could change from year to year. Like, Greg Powers named his captains for all the seasons at ASU until this year.
I was just thinking about timing, but then I started thinking about, well, it kind of makes sense because I don't know of another university that has their players work out with their strength and conditioning coaches. And those players pretty much have free reign without the coaches all summer long. In the building, so they can actually, you know, go in there and work out on their own and do their studying and eat lunch and skate.
Well,
that's the beauty of Ed Robeson Arena.
We know that the captains usually will also organize some unofficial team activities. And you know, again, who's going to know it better in terms of the CC way under Chris Mayotte than Stanley Cooley. Laba and Strack.
Caden the Sponge and Barrickle.
No. Mm-mm. Although there are, unlike in the NHL, a goalie can be named captain in college hockey. A few years ago, Notre Dame's captain was its goalie. I don't know the last time it happened before that, but I do remember that being the case. It looked weird to see the C on the goalie's chest, but it was there.
It looks weird.
Yeah.
They're not deserving?
I didn't say that. I just said it looked weird.
Okay. Cool. I don't want to throw more dirt on Arizona, but the Suns just got swept by the T-Wolves in basketball.
What? Well, I don't pay any attention.
The Tucson Roadrunners lost twice to the 7th place Calgary Wranglers.
Yeah, that's
the Arizona Coyotes picked up and moved to Utah.
Right. I know. Were we shocked? We were shocked by that.
So the only one that, the only one that's kind of hanging in there is the Diamondbacks. Cardinals, I guess, had a good draft by all things. But
let's
anyway.
Put it this way. By the way, so I watched as they are at the second intermission of Game 4, the Kings and Oilers. Drew Doughty laid a hit on Connor McDavid. Like, I've never seen Connor McDavid get hit. He couldn't be more square. It couldn't have been more shoulder to chest than it was. I just don't remember seeing him hit that squarely.
Did he get up?
Oh, he got up. No, it was clean hit. Okay. Absolutely clean hit.
I didn't say it wasn't a clean hit. I said, did he get up?
You know, I'm just saying that he got up. It's just, I don't remember Gretzky getting hit.
Then it's
hit
good
like
hockey.
That. No, no, it was then clean. No, absolutely. Hockey. No. You know, I'm just.
Did he didn't get sick and have to miss the third period because he was ill?
Oh, I don't know. I heard there was
an issue with that too.
I leave
somebody
that to
got
you.
Ill in the third period.
I leave that to you. but
you leave what to me?
I'm just a peasant, you know. I leave all the, you know, I just do what I'm told. Anyway, CC also added, by the way, BU defenseman
Ty Gallagher.
Not a scoring machine, but, you played just about every game, only missed one game all year. So he was a regular in the lineup where only missed two games.
Paul, I saw him play in person a couple of times.
And he's a very solid defensive defenseman. Yeah. Now, he might have more offensive skill than we realize because of the team he was playing on.
How's he going to look next to that 7-foot giant they got?
Well, we'll see.
Oh, they did really well in the portal. For a guy that doesn't really dabble in the portal, and Chris Mayotte, he did really well this year. Really well.
Well, I mean, they brought in Brady Cleveland from Wisconsin. That's who you're talking about. They got another Slavin coming in.
What?
Jeremiah Slavin. I'm assuming he's related to all the others.
I'm sure he is. If you're a Slavin, you go to CC, baby.
Okay.
Kind of like the Pietilas going to Michigan Tech. Yeah, except one Pietila got away, Paul.
Well, eventually they have to get away.
I saw that one got away to another school in Michigan.
Oh, is there a portal deal?
I think a junior making a commit.
Oh. Well, okay. I haven't seen that, but again, I don't have my tentacles and everything like you do.
Enough of that crap. Let's move on to St. Cloud State because they announced the schedule. I believe the words were, okay, so you asked for it. Here it is.
Well, and a very interesting schedule. They don't really – Michigan is – Ann Arbor is as far as they go on a non-conference road trip. And I don't know how far that is. I guess it's a couple hours. I assume they'll bus.
What? Ann Arbor from St. Cloud?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's an hour from St. Cloud to Minneapolis. It's about another 5 hours from Minneapolis to Chicago. And then it's another 3 or 4 from there to Ann Arbor. So, yeah,
well, why are you going to wait? Well, why are you going to Chicago?
How else are you going to get there? Ann Arbor's on the other side of Chicago, my friend. East of Chicago. Look on a map.
No, I know. That's your job.
Anyway.
All right, so maybe they will fly. So it'll take an hour, two?
Yeah, they're going to fly. The most? It's probably going to take about an hour and a half.
Yeah, okay. So that's not really they'll take bus trips longer than that.
Of course they will. And they're playing some home and homes. This is interesting. They're going to open with Minnesota, an exhibition game.
Yeah, let's start with that. Let's see how this is exactly how that game's going to go. You tell me what team wins, and I'll tell you what the excuse will be.
Let's go Huskies. That's who wins.
Well, then the fans of that other team will be like, oh, it's just an exhibition game. It doesn't mean anything.
All right, but then the next night, they're going to play at St. Thomas. So they're going to host Minnesota in an exhibition.
Right.
Then the next night, they're going to play at St. Thomas.
That's an hour, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The following weekend, they're going to play a home-and-home at Bemidji State. That's not like an hour.
It's not?
That's probably a 2.5, 3-hour trip.
Okay.
Then the next weekend, they will go to Michigan, take on Big Blue. Go, Big Blue! Hey, have you got the new jersey yet? The new Tim Lovell jersey since he became a Michigan man?
Yeah, I ordered it. I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, okay. Will you take a picture when you get it?
Yeah, hold your breath on that.
Okay, good. All right, then after they come back from Michigan, they're going to take on the Augustana Vikings in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Again, not a big trip for Augustana either, but
no.
Here's where it gets interesting, Paul. November 1st and 2nd, the Boston College Eagles are coming to St. Cloud.
Well, again,
goodness gracious, please tell me that the ice plant's still working on November 1st.
Well, again, we're sitting here and that's an interesting 3-week period for St. Cloud. You know how hard Augustana is going to play. So they'll be dangerous. But
not only that, Paul, Augustana will be better.
Yeah, but coming between a series with Michigan and BC, one of those games is probably going to be a trap game that St. Cloud did not expect. Except you know that one of them is going to be, I guarantee you, one of those games goes to overtime. St. Cloud might still win, but I guarantee you one of those games goes to overtime because they got caught looking ahead after, I'm sure, what will be a sky-high trip for them to Ann Arbor.
Okay, so they play Boston College, then they start conference play, and they host Miami, then they go to Colorado College, and they come back and host Omaha in the first week of December. Then they go to North Dakota, 13th, 14th of December. Here's interesting. Oh, that second half of the St. Thomas series, that's now going to be played December 29th in St. Cloud.
Nice.
That's kind of a split, huh?
Well,
October 6th to December 29th.
It's good. I think if you're St. Cloud, that works out in your favor. The just the fact that you're not going a month between games, because you play that second game in Grand Forks on December 14th, and you don't pick up again conference game, you know, any games at all until January 10th when you're on the road at your Bulldogs.
And explain this to me, my friend. Why is there always that month in NCAA hockey? Can't we get more holiday tournaments? And we're going to talk about them as we get rolling along here. But can't we get more holiday tournaments so these teams can play a few games over the holidays?
Be nice. We need more. Yeah. We need more holiday tournaments, especially like the one coming up next year in Palm Springs.
Yeah, 3rd and 4th January.
You know, it's a little different now. Make
Hockey Cactus Cup.
You know, make it, you know, try to find places for players, you know, for people to go. Make them. I know they used to have a couple of tournaments in Florida, but I think those were more at the beginning of the year than the middle of the year. You know, but find some warm places and find some places that can be a respite from what we know is always
the weather in New York.
Yeah, no, that's not quite what I was thinking, but
oh, okay. Anyway,
I will refer you to
I'm surprised that there hasn't been more of them, and we'll get into talking more about those too. But I do want to also, before we run out of time, talk about what we're planning for the next 14 weeks. Starting next week is a university that we cover. There's now going to be 14 of them, one each week. So we're shooting for a coach and an administrator from each school. And then the Monday, coast to coast, will be filled with somebody from outside of our coverage area.
And we're going to try anyway.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, you can never say yes, but I can tell you that the first week is Lindenwood week, and right. Lindenwood Lions have stepped up and put their head coach and their athletic director on board for us. So we're going to kind of try to move through this. I think it's a great opportunity now to get them in the off season for teams that have played, to get a feel for what last year was like, and all the teams have played, but let's say with new coaches. So we can talk about the past. We can look at the future. We can talk about players that are committed. We can talk about portal. Those are the types of things that I think are important for the next 14 weeks. So if you have a favorite team that we cover west of the Mississippi, you may want to stay tuned for all 14 weeks. So there are going to be some good conversations starting next week with the head coach from Lindenwood and the athletic director from Lindenwood, Bill Muckle and Jason Coomer. Looking forward to that. So you won't want to miss that. In addition, we'll, like I said, dig into these holiday tournaments and dig into more schedules as they're released and go with that, and keep praying that our friends in Anchorage and Fairbanks get more solid ground.
You know, we are kind of, you know, we want more teams. And can't say that enough.
We want more teams, but we don't want to lose teams either.
We don't want to lose teams, yeah.
You know, and that's a big, big thing right now. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like you said earlier, everybody's got to come together and quit discussing and start acting. Because you've discussed about this for years. You also need to revisit the pairwise. If you're NCAA hockey, and figure out a way that can work a little more efficiently for the independents, and really for everybody. I mean, I think Colorado College kind of got ripped this year an awful lot, like Fairbanks got ripped last year. You know,
and they're in the NCHC.
Yeah, and they still got pushed aside. I also think there needs to be talk about forgetting this hosting crap. Just because you host doesn't mean you have to play there. That's no. if you host, you chose to host, and usually it's not even the people at your school. It's usually, you know, like look at Centene and Maryland Heights. That was more run by the St. Louis Sports Commission and Centene than it was Lindenwood. Was Lindenwood involved? Obviously.
I'm sure they were, yeah.
Obviously. I'm not going to say they weren't. But this stuff where, oh, well, we have to readjust the way the teams fall in the pairwise because we need to make sure that hosts stay at home. Nah, BS. If you're playing, then win your way to your regional if you want to play at home. You know, that used to be the way with the Super Bowl, Paul. And I remember it vividly here in Arizona, or in Arizona when I was there, is that they said, oh, what if the Cardinals played really well and got into the Super Bowl and put to play at home? Okay, they earned their way to the Super Bowl. They weren't appointed a spot in the Super Bowl. They earned it. So if it was in their building and they won the games required to get there, so be it. But don't just pick teams out and go like, oh, yeah, they're the host, so they have to play here. And if they're the number 14 seed, so be it, even though the number 12 seed should be here, whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying. This, no, cut that crap. There's no reason for it. There's really no reason for it except to set things up in a bad manner for somebody.
Yeah, well, I listen. There's no doubt that it should, they have to redo all of this. I mean, I don't, you won't get most of the players or most of the people involved to admit that, but no, they've got to do something about this. They got to do something.
Yeah, it's for the good of the game. It's not for the good of a couple of teams. It's for the good of the game. And, you know, I mean, had Denver not survived their, I don't even know what to call it, their gauntlet, if they hadn't survived that, there would be a lot more barking going on right now. Trust me, there would have been a lot more barking going on. But because they were able to survive it, everybody's going like, ah, see, it's not such a bad deal. Ah, BS. It was a horrible deal, and they just outdid themselves.
Yeah, I mean, and they should obviously be congratulated again. By the way, there's no doubt that that they have to. I mean, it's just they just have to, and I mean they just.
Well, they talk all the time about wanting it to be okay. Fair for everybody. They want fair competition. Yeah. Are you telling me that Denver in that regional was fair? Was fair for somebody, for a team that earned the right to play? They earned it. They worked on it. It was a goal to play in Sioux Falls or St. Louis. It was a goal for them to have their fans there easily. They had fans in Springfield, but they're, and that was where it was at, right? Springfield, I got that right? Because I keep getting mixed up.
Yeah, Massachusetts, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but they had, you know, they had fans there, but this was set up to be a betterment of the game, and it was a colossal flop in my mind. It shouldn't have been that way. Were there fans there? Yeah, there were fans there. Was it good hockey? Yeah, it was good hockey, but come on. Really, you got to look out for, you got to have some common sense. And I think that's what's been lacking is two things. The lack of making a decision, good or bad, make a decision. Don't just sit and discuss. And secondly is, you know, you got to use some common sense in things. You can't just say, oh, well, this is the way of, well, you know. And it's the same thing with pairwise. Maybe when they instituted it years back, it was a good thing. But you're rewarding some team to win on the road and taking away their wins at home. Well, go ahead, reward them. For winning on the road, but don't lessen their win at home. That's BS all the way.
Well,
do not take away from them at home. If you want to bonus point them for winning on the road, okay. But don't say, you know, you won at home, so you're only worth 0.8.
Yeah,
that's BS.
No, I agree. I mean, they have to, again, they have to do something about this. There's no question.
And the final thing, and I'll leave it on this, is that you got to find a way to involve all your teams.
Well,
you can't have coaches in Fairbanks, in Anchorage, on Long Island, at Stonehill, at Lindenwood. You can't have all them going out to recruits and saying, like, I want you to come play NCAA hockey. And, oh, by the way, if you want to play in the NCAA tournament and play for a national championship, we're going to have to go 33-3. Because that's something not like that. Realistic for anybody. And you know it. That's what it would take.
I get it.
Even if you got to that point, you're going to come in as a 13-14 seed.
I know.
They got to start putting some more weight on wins and losses. Your teams are better now. They're deeper now. The talent pool is better. The coaching is better. All of that's better. So there isn't this big discrepancy between schools like maybe there was in the past. When you go play somebody, and coaches will tell you that candidly, that you can play anybody anywhere and anybody can win.
Yeah, there's
so fix it. All right, go to bed.
Well, let's. I want to get this just for informational purposes. And I haven't looked this up, but I'm pretty sure that Cal Peterson was the Notre Dame goalie who was a captain and actually wore the C on his jersey.
Yeah. Used to play for the LA Kings, I believe.
Yeah, who are out shooting Edmonton tonight, by the way, as of this recording, 32-12, yet are losing 1-0 midway through.
And by the way, the Ontario Reign, their AHL franchise, just dominated and eliminated the Bakersfield Condors in two games. And now we're all set for a showdown between Ontario and Abbotsford, go figure, and Coachella Valley and Calgary, go figure.
Hey, you know, it is
what
it is.
Can I tell you something interesting real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dan Bylsma says, I'm going on the road for the first two games and take my chances and play three at home if need be.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah? Okay, well then, what do you say to Marco Sturm who said, no, we'll play the first two games here and play three on the road?
What's the weather in those various Canadian cities?
I don't know.
Well, that could be why.
Why what?
Well, it could be why those teams chose to do it that way.
Well, they did opposite. And they're going about, I don't know, a couple hundred miles apart.
Well, it's a little cold. Well, yeah, but I'm pretty sure the weather is a little colder in Calgary than it is in BC.
Are you trying to tell me that the weather had something to do with this?
If I was making the decision, it would.
No. It's got nothing to do with weather. It's got to do with coaching philosophy. And Dan Bylsma thinks, let's get the two road games out of the way. We think we can win one. That's all we have to do is win one on the road and come back and win the rest at home.
Okay.
And obviously Marco Sturm, and I'm not going to go all out on a limb on this because I'm not sure. I was told that there's some scheduling conflicts, which usually happens in the AHL buildings.
Well, yeah, okay.
So they might have to do that, but I would not want to go play my first two games at home and then have to go win one on the road. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd rather be in Bylsma's shoes and go, okay, well, no pressure on us. We just got to win one game on the road because we know we got three at home to take
Makes
care of business. It worked magically last year. So I'm hoping that we get through the second round and the third round or the Pacific Division Championship will be played between Ontario and Coachella Valley because I'd love to drive down I-10.
I'm sure you would. You don't want to go to Abbotsford?
No, I do not. I don't want to go to Calgary either, particularly. Okay. But
all right.
Anyway.
By the way, just because I didn't, Roberto Luongo was actually a captain for the Florida Panthers, but he couldn't wear the C or do the captain's things on the ice.
So, well, I guess the captain's things on the ice, but wearing the C, is that really a big deal?
I guess. I guess. It must be. That's it. I had to throw that in.
How about they just change the home and away jersey colors at the same time?
Oh, I wish they would do that. It's been how many years, and I still have to think about it.
By the way, how are the Islanders hanging right
now? They're still alive for now.
What's the series today?
They are down 3-1. They should be up. It should be at least 2-2, but
okay. When do they play again, Paul? Everybody's waiting to hear.
Tuesday.
Okay. Well, our own Stephen Marsh will be in the building tomorrow night for the Vegas Golden Knights and Dallas. And he was pretty emotional two ways. He was thinking that they were going to be up 3-0, and they quickly went to a 2-1 series lead. By the way, this kid Wyatt Johnson, God, is he a player?
Yeah.
Is he a player? That kid's 20 years old. Right. Pete DeBoer said it's crazy because he can't even go in the casinos in Vegas and play cards.
It's good. He gets to save his money.
Yeah. All right, take it away.
From the NCHC.TV studios, College Hockey West Live has been brought to you by Caesars Entertainment Resorts Casinos worldwide. It's where the action is, in the resort or in town. Jesse Ray's Barbecue, the best in barbecue, Las Vegas style, at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. For the NCHC and NCHC.TV, subscribe to NCHC.TV and catch all of the action from the toughest conference in college hockey. Tag Creative Group. Search T. Grand Rudd on redbubble.com. And let us help you design that one-of-a-kind gift for you or someone special. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. Caesars Sportsbook app. Download the app or available, but please play responsibly. FedEx. Simplify your business shipping with FedEx, the official package delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. And by Liberty University. Over 700 programs of study to help you impact your community on and off the ice. Strengthen your faith at our state-of-the-art campus. Along with your game, see us at liberty.edu. College Hockey West Live is live every week on the Podbean app and available along with all of our weekly podcasts for download at your favorite podcast platform. Search ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. That's ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. To find any of our shows, subscribe, rate, and review the shows, or just tell a friend and help as many people as you can find the podcast. College Hockey West Live and all of our weekly podcasts are part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight. If you were listening live with us, we appreciate it. Paul Hornstein, thanks for staying up late as well. And tomorrow we'll be back with College Hockey Coast to Coast and a special guest. Paul, who are we bringing on tomorrow?
Well, hopefully things stay on course for us to have Ed Tresker, the radio voice for RIT.
And also a national podcasting guy.
Yeah, he has his own podcast he does for one of the big websites. With our pal Derek Schooley.
Yeah, we'll begin with RIT Hockey, find out how things are out east. That's tomorrow on College Hockey Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody.
Good night.